You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1391. I'm your host, Greg Audino. We have a very challenging question on the ledger today that's coming from a woman that has recently had her life just turned upside down. There's a lot to it, but I believe the path to recovery, while challenging, might actually be found by consulting one of psychology's most popular ideas. Let's hear the story from her and explore how this psychological model could maybe be played into as we optimize your life. My husband dumped me with my one-year-old baby, which he doesn't support, and I am jobless. He's called once, but I don't want to pick up. I am so stressed, I have no appetite, and you can imagine right now I'm staying at my parents' house. The pain is too much, and I don't know what to do. I am lost, heartbroken. Moving on is not that easy for me. Please help. Okay, there's a lot going on here, as this is a very difficult situation you found yourself in. Yet still, I am happy to tell you that I think there is a lot to be hopeful for and a very reliable game plan you can put into action. Now, I want to start by introducing you to what's called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Some of you might have heard about it. It's a very popular model in psychology. The short version is that a psychologist named Abraham Maslow created what he called a hierarchy of needs, insinuating that certain human needs must be met before bothering to fulfill other ones. The hierarchy goes as such. At the bottom, you have physiological needs, like food and water, shelter and clothing. Now, once you've met those needs, you can then, and only then, concern yourself with safety needs, the next tier, like employment, health, and other resources for personal security. After you've met your safety needs, and only after, there are three more tiers that involve relationships, personal freedom, spirituality, status, and so on. Now, what this means for you is that you have a hierarchy of things to take care of in order to get yourself back on your feet. This scenario that you found yourself in is not going to get solved all at once, and thinking it will only damage you more. You will get out of this. You will. But you are going to have to take it step by step, fulfilling the needs for you and your baby in the proper order. That means taking care of food, shelter, etc. first, and making that the top priority. That means before looking for work, and certainly before paying for some kind of self-help program or picking up the phone and hearing what your ex is blabbering about. That stuff is going to have to wait. So here's the move. First things first is to get answers on those base physiological needs. It is so great that you have your parents right now. I mean, what a blessing. They're a huge lifeline at this moment. So to avoid any more surprises, it's essential to talk to them, talk to your parents, and get on the same page about exactly what they can do for you and the baby and for how long. Ask them how long they're comfortable with you staying there. And if they're providing financial support, ask them how much they can offer. Now, of course, it should go without saying, but I will say it anyway, this is not to see how much you can get from them, but to know just what to expect so it's easier for you to start planning. Creating a plan based on whatever answers you can get from them will be a great way of giving you some certainty. And when you have certainty, your mood will slowly but surely start to improve and your appetite will come back too. Side note, your appetite will slowly come back anyway, but in the meantime, when you do eat, stick to as many calorie-dense foods as you can, like eggs and nuts, and don't ignore fruit and vegetables and plenty of water, of course. Now, if your parents can't, do much for you beyond what they've already done, there are other places to look for support. Reaching out to a woman's shelter, or if you feel comfortable with it, reaching out to some close friends would be another way to go. Both avenues could provide similar services for you. If all of these sources are willing to help you, that would be great too. You might even consider using all three so as to not put so much pressure on one. For example, maybe living at a women's shelter, accepting some money from your parents, and asking a friend to watch the baby when the time does come for you to look for jobs. Again, this is assuming they're all willing or able to help you out. Now, at that point, once you know your allies and are clear about just what they will do to help you, then it's time to start looking for work more diligently. Now, ideally, you can get answers from your parents and, if necessary, answers from a shelter and friends all in a matter of a few days. It really shouldn't take long, so that's good. Explain to them that you are not pressuring them, but that you would just like to know exactly how much help you can get right now so you can know how much time you can spend on creating your own independence. Try not to be bitter if anyone can't help you as much as you thought they would. I know that could be easy to do right now in this sea of challenging emotions, but do remember, all of these people are the ones giving to you right now, so anything they provide you with is worth being grateful for. So again, once you know exactly the help you're getting, and hopefully you know how long you're getting it for, then I think you can start looking for a job. Now, at the beginning, I say you find any job you can get. You know, maybe you can have some standards. Obviously, you have to pay for a child, but the priority is to get some money soon, not a lot of money later. You can always change jobs to something better once there is some more stability established. Maybe if you have parents that are, you know, willing to house you and pay for all your expenses for like 5 years, then you can spend a little extra time looking for a good job right away. But, you know, obviously you want to work as soon as possible and not take advantage of those who are going out of their way for you. Like I said, the more certainty you can create for yourself right now, the more your depression will be likely to improve because you will be reassured that you and your baby have all the necessities. Everything is being generated from knowing that you and your baby will be okay. So the more that that's prolonged, the better you'll feel. The more this idea that you are taken care of, the more that is prolonged, the better you'll feel. So the idea is to have as much reassurance as possible. Know that my baby and I are okay for as long as possible. And there's a lot of certainty that comes from the independence of making your own way and providing for yourself. Not to mention the sense of purpose and contribution that comes from that as well. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. Okay, thank you for listening today, everyone. Thank you, Asker, for being so vulnerable and coming to us in a truly difficult time for you. As always, it's a real privilege knowing that you guys trust us in some of these most life-defining times. Love you all. I'm always here for you. Send any questions of your own in by email to advice@oldpodcast.com. advice@oldpodcast.com. As you know by now, you are all more than welcome with whatever you want to bring to the table. That's going to do it for today, though, guys. I'll be back to talk to you again tomorrow in both our regular episode as well as our weekly bonus episode. And that's where your optimal life awaits.